Speaking of the current daf, Mishnah Kedushin, Aflam and Dal begin on basic and test matter begin the Zigmar of Asoga Dal Chemina. I would have thought to say, Nil Tezbov, Mechaga Matzis. I would say, no, that woman is obligated in Sukkah. Because you learn that Tezbov, Mal Hamlosh Mechayim, it's just like Obadir. Which Pesh Bekwin Drash explains, Kosh Yeshma, Tezbov Chometz, whoever has negative prohibition not to eat Chometz, which women are, Yeshma Kamo Chometz, have the power to eat Matzah. And I would say the same thing regarding Sukkah, therefore you have to have Ezrach to exclude. So it says, "When Tumim say matzah, why do you need to even have by matzah to tell you this limit? Because whoever has negative provision not to eat chametz, but limit to say no shmachayim mitzvah to tell you we're not obligated matzah. What do you mean? Malavochi nami yadinan. Even without that, you know no shmachayim matzah. They wouldn't obligate matzah. Why? Because the baturis. Because if they are actually potter, literally ezach. Then why do you need ezach? Like this notion that women they got besukah pshut to the baturis. Obviously, we're talking there exempt. Mitzvah is magrim. It's a time bound pasi commandment. Obviously, you learned that Nashim Chavis Mematzah, women obligate a matzah, Ulahochi, it's Ezach, they need Ezach. Gabi Sukkah, like, it's not like two women. Meaning, to tell you, Delay Nail of Tesla, Tesla, Mechagamatz, you shouldn't learn not Tesla, Tesla from Chagamatz. Okay, that's the case. Let me tell you the whole Jeshma. What do I need to learn not to limit? Whoever has Nati Chametz has Mitzah, say, what do you mean? Obviously, that Chai, because that's what we need Ezach to exclude by Sukkah from Tesla, Tesla. You need to have that limit of whoever has not to eat chametz as the mitzvah of eating matzah. Because if I didn't know from that women are obligated to eat matzah, I would have thought to say, I would have thought actually ezach coming to include women. I don't need because I would know that they're part of it. So therefore, actually, I would have thought Ezra is coming to include. But now that I know that the obligated matzah because whoever is not letting chametz has to eat matzah, obviously is coming to exclude. Because to include, I wouldn't need because the mingzeir showed the test of death. I would have known from the test of death. So actually, now I'm learning it as a need. Next is the Gemara. Isha, a woman, Bail Masamcha. It's not her own mitzvah. Simcha, her husband has to make her happy as Pesh Bukun. This is Incha, this is Simcha, but there's no obligation for Simcha. Har, Ela Bala, she's Machan, son, her husband, to make her happy. Amon, like, Lemon says the Gemara, what's with a widow? Pish, in other words, Simcha, Simcha says, joy regarding how the Simcha says, but design Mali, but give by Yasma Mono. Shan, the Gemara answers, but Shiru, it's like Lemon, other words, Linda's Tabi, see, she's not commanded, Ela Bania, because of the Dabi, but it's a poor widow. She's Chai, Misha, Shiru, it's Lila Samcha, Michelle, but Michael, Michelle, Clay Pish, yeah, the man she's staying by has an obligation to make her happy from his own food and drink and nice clothing. Up until here is the word of Rash. Of course, Rebentam finds it difficult because the Hainu Bizman, that's at the time Shane Bez Megdish Kaim, when the Bez Megdish not around, can the Muslim, Sakam, the Kof Tesma, become the Gemara says, and Noshim Beroilahem, men, their joy on Yom Tov is what's appropriate for them, Beyayin and wine, but Noshim Beroilahem, women, what's appropriate for them, but this one with colorful garments. Now, the Hilma Homel, so let me talk about the Bizman Shane Bez Megdish Kaim, that's only applicable when the Bez Megdish not around, because our Muslim, like the Gemara says, but the Bizman Hazer, in today's times, in Simchel Beyayin, yeah, joy is only with wine. Bizman Shane Bez Megdish Kaim, when the Bez Megdish was around, in Simchel Bebasa, the joy was only with meat. Shemek says, the Bazim is after Shlomim, you're going to slaughter the Shlomim. You can eat it by the Besamachta. The Simcha is with the Shlomim. So what's Rashi saying with the Michael Mishnah Klei Pishon? That's only Besaman is that. Wait, more with the Mashmah Tech Lashakor Jesam, Rashi's words. Shein Lechayim La Lois Lui Shalayim. That he doesn't have an obligation, does not have an obligation to bring her up to Yerushalayim, Chil Shalom, Simcha, to have her eat Shalom, Simcha. Just give her whatever she makes her happy, some clothing, some shade, lech, whatever this and that. Me, my son is Chagiga, and the Bob Menafli Mashmach, it does not sound like that. The Kamas and the Gemas is where they bend, Shein Sokhli Imai. A child, a son that does not need his mother. So that's old enough for chinuch. You have to take him up for oilus reel harabais. If he needs his mother, in the chayv does not have to go up. Partly, who brought him up until Yerushalayim to then now you're saying that the father has to take him to harabais. My boy Abai says, "Oh, Adar up until Yerushalayim da beime. That was his mother. The mechayv besimcha asid that she's also obligated in simcha. She's the one that brought him. So you see that he has to bring it to Yerushalayim." If the joy is with linen garments, that you can do it at home, she comes to your slime. But Tanya, besides the linen brides, the shalosh mitzvahs and stuff of Yisrael, there's three commandments that the Jewish people commanded. Re'ia, chagiga, and simcha, and joy, all these are on Yom Tov. Which, yes, but Yisha Mishlim, yeah, but Re'ia, that's not by both. That's totally an oila, totally burnt. For Hashem, but the Kama chagiga, that's not by the other two. But that was a carbon that they had even before Har Sinai. Yes, b'simcha shemesh neim, and you have by the mitzvah of simcha, shalmei simcha, that's not by both. The simcha, the heck is based on Isha, because the simcha is by both men and women, which is the shalmei simcha, and begufa gubben carbon. Obviously, we're talking about the carbon itself, and contrasting the three types of carbons, and that women are in the carbon of shalmei simcha. So my Farshim Ben Tami says, this halacha b'isha b'al m'samcha b'shalmei simcha shalei. This that the husband has to make her happy is talking about with his carbon shlamim, just special carbon, shalmei simcha, not the chagiga, not the shriya. Shalchei b'metel, so abala, that obligation is on the husband. My widow, it's by the man that she's staying by. But her herself, she does not have to bring a Shalmi Simcha. That's what we're talking about, the Isha Bala Masamcha, regarding the Shalmi Simcha. Like it says, not to begin the Zigmaram, which the next two tesis belong after the one after that, the cost of Ria, the cost of Tefillin, and therefore would have said only the parasha of Ria and not Tefillin. So Tais explains, "Any return lema does not mean to say the lift of Tefillin cloud that shouldn't say Tefillin at all. Mitzvah Tefillin, it's a lift of obviously have to say in the Torah the mitzvah Tefillin. Now, what it means to say is the lift of Tefillin hakishul the Tefillin l'Talmud Torah. When it says not to write Tefillin, it means not to write in a way that it would be comparing it to Talmud Torah. If I didn't have that." And next test the masal similarly, but leboy hakel, you don't have to have hakel. So perish loy licht of chiyuvit nashpikav hakel. All it means to say is that you shouldn't have written obligation of women by hakel. Abol mitzvah hakel boy lemichtav. Of course, you have to write about the mitzvah hakel itself. Next test the masal begins with the words of Gemara. Haben min I would have thought to say nila priyir rima hakel. Let her learn out. Zer shava, it says ria by the ilus ria. It says ria by hakel to say, oh, just like over there, they're obligated to sit over here. So it says, we can say, we say, I mean, the but we said that matzah hakel, two mitzvahs are the same idea that although there's a man, grandma, women are obligated, they emulam, then they cannot teach. How could you say you would learn out re'iyah from hakel? So it says, the mekzer shabbat re'iyah, have amin, the delphin re'iyah from hakel. Though you cannot learn from a mamatino, I would have thought from the mekzer shabbat, go say re'iyah, that you would be able to learn out from hakel. Like it says, I would say, what do you mean, if children are obligated by hakel, isn't all the more so that women? So we can say, why do you need a kabbalchayim to say from children that for sure women are obligated in hakel? You would still know women are obligated in hakel. Mimatzah from the mitzvah matzah l'chayim noshim to obligate women. But I feel like noshim b'hakel klal, and therefore even if it didn't say women at all b'hakel, she can kosh negesubim, which that's how it always works when you have two psukim saying the same idea. Where so even if it didn't say women at all by hakel, you would know it from matzah. If it didn't say women by hakel, I mean I would have thought to say adra, but to the contrary, nelef riyah the hakel me'ilus riyah from the ilus riyah and the lifter, and that she would be examined. Could the omelah like we said before? Then says if they say, wait a second, given the lenelef chil the hakel matzah, since you're not learning out the chil hakel from matzah, lomali the omelah licht the brachman matzah. So why is the Gemara saying, oh, let it say matzah by a hakel? What do you mean? Below matzah nami nafkel and chiyuv b'hakel. But even without matzah, you know the obligation of hakel mitzvah b'kavuchaymer from children from b'kavuchaymer to b'kavuchaymer chulin like we bring over here. The Rishon says, what he says, no, the ilik said noshim b'matzah. If it didn't say women by matzah, I mean, I would have to say the b'kavuchaymer from b'kavuchaymer loy also noshim b'chiyuv. But no, I would not know that you would know women from obligation, even from the b'kavuchaymer tefillin. Why? Because the tefillin ma'alim noshim in a way children are better than women. Because children are going to become adults and they're going to become obligated. But noshim ain't something they chiyuv. But women, they're never going to come to the category of obligation. Maybe loy. But now she the noshim b'chiyuv is matzah. We find that women are obligated by matzah, even though mitzvah is my grandma and the tefillin b'turin and their children are exempt. Oh, ma'atah nuchalav b'kavuchaymer b'hakel. If children are obligated in the dinshi, you're nosh mechayim. Isn't it the kavuchayim that when we obligate? That's only when you, since you know from matzah already as a precedent. Next time matzah begins the gemara, nosh mechayim is minale. How do you know women are obligated in the mitzvah? Say shalay is my grandma. The ultimate matter we learn from years of aim. So says the same exam. I look at the alfin mezuzah. Why do you learn from mezuzah, which also is a mitzvah? Shalay is my grandma. Women are obligated. Someone says, what you can say is you're right. The other matzah name the gemara could have said the ultimate mezuzah, but the chavim and I are not going to pick just one of the two examples. Mensa says, "But maybe say the mekinn. That's the case. I'm a moed of mezuzah. Shnei kesem b'mam keachad. They're both saying the same thing. Shleiz my grandmother wouldn't obligate it, and by emelam to the country. Now you cannot learn out from there. The Shem says the secret that no, both are needed. Because the moed really caused mezuzah. Had only said years of emel, not the mezuzah. I mean, I would have said the mezuzah between actually should be exempt from mezuzah. The afim and tamatir, because compared to tamatir, which they're exempt from. Because the mezuzah really caused moed. If only said the obligation of mezuzah not by moed, I mean, I would have thought the moed between actually should be exempt from years of emel. Because they come on like the moed said later on, Avlam Hayim and Avdein Sibyad Lassish. She doesn't really have an opportunity to always honor her father. So therefore, I needed both to say that she's mechayv. Next is not to begin with the words of Gemara, but the Gemara says, "Why are you learning out from Torah? Learning from Talmud Torah that it's a law of my grandma and women are exempt." The answer says, "Tell me, begin to say, I'll drop it to the contrary." No, what's the Gemara's question? We shall learn out from years of him that she's obligated because the Amper of Yivam Gemara says, "In Yivam Zav Chesmet Av Kalecha, they can like Kuchel Lekul Lechomer." Anytime you can compare something legally or stringently, which here you have either one as a choice, Lechomer, you compare it to the stringent. So why would you say she's part of Talmud Torah and not Chayav like from Torah? So Mamar Ram, he says, no, the Mesvara, there's a logic over here. The Metama Torah could fail a male. That would make more sense to say she's Potter as we learn from Talmud Torah. Because Kim Nashkel Nashim Torah's mitzvahs, Yekorah the Chabibi Ket Talmud Torah. We find women are exempt. This is a precious and dear mitzvah like Talmud Torah. So Dinu, she even turned Mekol Hashar, Shalaz Magarama. So that would sound like even such a big Chashma Shalaz Magarama, she's Potter for sure, all other ones. Either some another pshad you could say is the Svara who the male turn Metama Torah. No, it's more logical to learn out from the Halach of Talmud Torah than from years of Aim, because the Shani Abaim. Yeah, maybe father and mother, there she's obligated as a Shalez Magarama because the hook is Kroyd and Machbar HaMakam. The honor of one's parents, as the Gemara previously taught, their honor is compared to the honor of Hashem. So you cannot learn the other mitzvah from Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, learn it from Talmud Torah instead. Or either from another Bishad, you can say, no, it's not logical to say you should learn it from Meir. That's the Gemara's question. Why? Because the Meir is not upon them, because even Yerushalayim, sometimes it's not true, sometimes it's not obligated. When she has, in the possession of others, I mean, when she's married, you know what I mean? Like the Gemara said, in the Flamanum Beis, the woman does not always have an opportunity to fulfill Yerushalayim. And therefore, for all those reasons, the Gemara was asking, then learn that from Talmud Torah and not from Yerushalayim.